Okay, now we're talking only on the basis of experience, which I will not philosophically accept as good evidence, all right? Put it in that context. I think that Christianity gives us stability in life. I think the belief in a purposeful, orderly world. I think a belief in a sovereign God who is in control of that world gives to me stability. When life seems to be open-ended and there are many, many questions and uncertainties about the future, when tornadoes strike as they did last night, and you cannot understand why hundreds of people have, you know, suddenly lost everything. At moments like this, I think that the sovereignty of God and the order that the Christian believes in is a significant stabilizing factor. Especially, I suppose, today, if we had been one of those people in Kentucky or Ohio or somebody. I think that Christianity also gives to the individual a sense of importance. It's a paradox in many ways. You realize that, you know, that you, what you are before God, and you realize your sinfulness, but at the same time, you realize that you were important enough to God that he would sacrifice his own son for you. You realize as a Christian that you're a unique person, that God has a role for you to fulfill, that role is important to him. He treats you as an individual, that he expresses the utmost concern for you, and I think that's evident as you live life and realize how God takes little things and surprises you with joy all along the way. That for me would be a very difficult thing to deny if anyone should try to convince me that this was only coincidence. I think that the Christian finds a sense of fulfillment in recognizing that there are rules and there are standards and that he has to reach up for something. I think personally that man, just as a child, appreciates discipline, appreciates guidelines, and that these are necessary for the child. I don't think that we as adults ever outgrow that. And it's important in the life of the individual to know that there are certain things we ought not to do, and there are some things that we should do. And I think that this gives to me and to the rest of us a satisfaction in life. I think Christianity gives you enough intermediate goals that you also find satisfaction, though we're often frustrated by what we have yet to conquer. And yet at the same time, there's an excitement is just stopping for a minute and look at life and realize how far you have come and what you are learning and how you are growing as a person. And Christianity does give to us a series of intermediate goals which we can seek to attain. I think the hope that Christianity gives also, I think that Carnell is right when he says that all of us want to live after we die. We want to be people, persons, who go on living in maybe not the same relationships, but interacting with, as a personal being, with other beings. And Christianity gives that kind of hope and expectation. I think that all of the Christian experience is characterized by hope. And that becomes very important in our personal experience. Now, I don't know whether I'm saying the right things or not, but I'm just telling you what I think. I've often thought, when they talk about the basic human needs, as when the psychologist talks about the basic human needs, actually, I think every single one of them are fulfilled in Christianity in a way that probably other philosophies cannot fulfill them. We want security, all of us want security, and I'm a woman and I'm single and probably face that problem in a way that that the majority of other people do not. And yet when you realize there's a tremendous security in God and in Christianity, it doesn't eliminate the need for human security. I don't mean that at all. But I'm still saying that when you can't have human security in the way that probably that you want it, there's a tremendous security to be found in knowing that you're a child of God and that He is caring and that He is concerned about the future and that nothing will happen to you that is not in His purpose for you.
Last question now. I know in my own life I came to Christ, but it wasn't really a rational, thought-out thing until much later. I don't know how other people sort of come that way. For me, it was an inner experience, more stronger than a desire to become really motivated.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't keep from going. But it wasn't a real thought-out thing. It wasn't until much later, I think, that I began to really think about it and say, yes, this was the right thing to do. And here are the reasons why. There's the Word of God, and there's the assurance of Scripture, and the assurance mm-hmm. of everyday life.
Well, I have to agree with you that sometimes when we are first confronted with the questions of Christianity and first put our faith in Christ, it may not be as developed rationally as it is at a later time in life. And I think that's especially true for me, the very fact that I have had to teach philosophy and I've had to analyze why, I'm sure has solidified me in my faith. I've often said that I personally think that many teachers would profit from just doing this because teaching philosophy forces you to make decisions. Any teaching does, but philosophy particularly does. But at the same time, if I try to remember why, I guess I would say that I think that innate within all of us, there is a knowledge that God exists. I don't think as a child I ever questioned that, not just because I was taught it, but I think that you just know that there is something, there's somebody. And I suppose if I had to list my reasons in the order of sequence of time or of priority, I think that is probably the strongest reason in all of us. We just know that there is a God. And then I think that second thing probably that influences me is the revelation of God. And I suppose in time sequence that special revelation or the Word of God played a bigger part in my thinking than general revelation. I think the Word of God, and maybe I was unquestioning, I don't know, but I realized the Bible was a distinct, unusual, unexplainable book, and that it certainly must have come from God. Initially, I never questioned very much that the Bible was true or what it said was authoritative for me. I think as I matured as a person, I realized that, yes, special revelation was important, and certainly the Bible plays the primary role in faith. But at the same time, I look at logic and that sense of right and wrong and the self-awareness that we have in some of these other things and see how they all fit together, the things that Carnell would call general revelation. I think that one of the things that impresses me more than anything else is that sense in man of ought. And to me, apart from Christianity, it's inexplicable. Why does, even though you tell a man he doesn't have to, he still feels that sense of he should, and if he doesn't, he feels guilty. And I don't know how to explain that if God didn't put it there. I think that, and this is where my philosophy has come into play, I suppose, as I think now of all of life and try to put it together into some kind of coherent worldview, it seems to me that Christianity has the fewer problems. And this is where the Aquinas' evidence would come into me, for me. To me, there's no question that the world didn't happen by accident, that it's operating by design. The very fact that I can know the world, the knowability of the world, impresses me, that it's consistent enough that I can rely on the same, under the same circumstances, the same results occurring. The whole business of immortality, the desire that man has to live, why is it there if it is not going to be fulfilled? And Christianity gives man a hope for immortality. The aesthetic experience, to me, fits in with Christian experience. God being a standard for the beautiful and putting within man that capacity to experience and to enjoy the beautiful. I don't know how to explain that if God didn't put it there. And as I look at the totality of life, it seems to me that beginning with the assumption of God solves more problems than it creates by far.